Hey, it's your girl Vicky J, aka The Victorious One, and you are now tuned into Come Alive Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Look, I'm not going to be before you long, because you know how I do it. Get right to it. So, today's message is, what is stunting your growth? Overall, you know, what is stunting your growth? I mean, it could be that reason, could venture off into many answers, right? Because we don't take the time to really acknowledge what's stunting our growth. So we'll get busy and live our own lives and et cetera, but not acknowledging what may be affecting us, which eventually affects others. I want to speak on one topic. I would say that pride is one of the biggest ones. Pride is huge, right? Like, a lot of times people who cannot admit they are wrong or that they are not right, that their answer may be the truth to a certain extent or their truth. But it may not be the absolute, you know, because I truly believe truth is like fluid a little bit. The truth continues on and on because so much can be added more, so much revelation to it, so much philosophical perspectives could be added to it, to where someone can make a statement off a certain philosophical statement and it can be true. You know, it can be true to that person. It can be true to other people. But I feel something that hinders growth more than anything is pride. Not being able to accept the fact that your ship is sinking. Not being able to accept the fact that you need help. Not being able to accept the fact that you can't do it by yourself. And I know I'm coming straight for the black women on this. Yeah, I'm coming for your sisters. I'm coming for us. You feel me? Because I want us to come alive in this area and understand that just because you may not have the help at that moment, double check to see if you're just trying to do it on your own and you do have available help, but you'd rather not burden nobody with what you're dealing with, etc. You'll be surprised how many answers are in other people due to the fact you are not omniscient. You do not know it all. You are not omnipresent. You're not everywhere at the same time. You can't have all the experiences at one time. You know, you can't learn all the lessons that you need to learn throughout this entire life because it's continuous, it's infinite. Therefore, what are you doing to stunt your growth? And what are you doing to grow? Right? So what are we going to do to change the fact that it's stunting your growth? Are you taking the time to admit that, hey, maybe with this situation, with this family member or with this friend or with myself, maybe I'm just taking it in my own perception, but there's a whole nother understanding of it. You'll be surprised how much peace comes with understanding that sometimes what we think and what the truth actually is can be two different things. And even though in our mind, we're like, I know this isn't yada, yada. But the truth is, it's not that. It's that sometimes we look through the filter of our hurt or insecurities or that we've been betrayed by people or whatever. We look through that filter of hurt and judge things from there. But the truth is, it's more to it. It's always more to it. And if we don't acknowledge that it's more to it, we will be stuck where we are. So my question is, do you want to be stuck where you are? If not, you're not going to like me when I say this. Admit you're wrong on you doing it alone. Admit you're wrong that you can do it by yourself. You're wrong. Just because you may have to do it by yourself, so-and-so, whatever, it doesn't mean that you supposed to. And I'm speaking from one black independent woman to the next. I've been there. But something that God made me do, let me give you a little bit of a, you know, a little situation I dealt with. It was during the time where I think I didn't have much. And, you know, I would try to figure it out, whatever the case, on my own. And God said, and it's going to sound weird, but I didn't understand it till you understand it near the end. Because he knows a way of how to break your pride. He said, the first situation that happened was, I was dealing with homelessness at one point. And, you know, I got my own apartment and whatever, but then I got on, So I had a interview with Channel 5 News, the place that I was staying at. At the time when I was dealing with homelessness, I'd end up in this program for women who was dealing with homelessness. And sorry, you guys got a little distracted, but was dealing with homelessness. And while in this program, you know, I had went through, you know, thyroid cancer. I went through surgery, went through radiation, etc. God made our way out of no way. Fast forward, some months later, that while this program, I think I had just gotten to my new apartment, and they called, the program called me. It was like, hey, we want to use you as a success story, right? Then we had the news people call you, want you to be a success story on the news and whatever, right? I'm like, hold on. You know, I say, yeah, sure. For some reason, I said, yeah, sure. But then, you know, sometimes I answer quick. My spirit answers quicker than my head. So when I thought about it, I was like, okay, you know. So basically, I end up being on the news telling all my business, how I dealt with homelessness, how I had cancer, had all this other stuff. Then the lady asked, the reporter asked, oh, can we go to your apartment and get some footage there? And at the time, I didn't have any furniture or anything, you know. But it was a blessing, you know. To blessing the other people to be a success story. So I'm like, okay, go with it. I'm like, Lord, I'm about to have these folks in my space. But I let it happen, you know, did the interview part there and they looked around and whatever. And then after that, I'm like, okay, this is going to show on the news. I'm going to show it my job. The people, no one knew I was homeless. No one knew. Okay. No one. And, so it was a surprise to everybody. Girl, let me tell you. So when that happened, of course, everybody was shocked. It was like, I saw you on the news last night. So are you serious? Wow. I had no idea because you're always coming to work smiling, yada, yada. Wow. And, you know, everybody's shocked and all this other stuff. And then the news, now listen to this. Here's the praise report about this. People were just giving me stuff for my apartment. I had like a $4,000 white Italian leather couch and love seat and recliner set, a marble table. All of this is free, right? Kitchen stuff, all the kitchen stuff I can want, anything for my bedroom and anything I want. It was so much I had to start turning down stuff. When I said the blessings overpour, all of this was free. I had thousands and thousands of dollars in this apartment, right? And I'm looking at this and it taught me a valuable lesson. That it helped me understand the importance of unity. And God, I was riding on the bus one day and God gave me this message. He said, what we're looking for, what we keep going to God and praying about, God, when you going to do so and so, whatever, and when this and that, and God, you know, I'm looking for, it's coming from another person. But the problem is we're so focused on doing it on our own. And we block our own blessings when we reject others' people's help. Listen to what I'm saying, because the key is unity. We are one body, correct? So the question is, if we're one body, why do we continuously try to cut the toe off and do the toe's job? And do the hand job at the same time and do the next job and, you know. You got to realize we operate together. That answer you're looking for is in someone else. That place you're looking for is in someone else. That new business idea or that endeavor or whatever you're looking for It's in someone else. But the problem is we don't want to connect with people like that because of what we've been through. Those walls, those insecurities, those fears of getting hurt. It's crazy how we focus so much on fears and don't realize how much we overcame. Let me say that again. We focus so much on fears, we don't realize how much we overcame. I'm in a place right now, I'm going to be real with y'all because I feel them on me now, that I'm in a place right now, I have no choice but to trust God wherever he's taking me. And I'm telling you, the new position that I'm working in there as a site director at a job, as I ventured my new site, I started to see everything that I've learned throughout my years working with children, et cetera, the different places and whatever, all the tactics and strategies that I learned right there. I felt all of it just come to me. It was like, this is why you worked here. And this is why you had worked here, because this was going to be here. He knows. He knows exactly where you're going. He knows exactly what you've been through. He knows exactly where you are right now. So I'm telling you, don't give up. Take time to grow. But the only way you can continue to really move forward and learn the lesson that you're supposed to, this hit me. There's somebody out there who is going in circles. And it seems like you run into the same people and doing the same thing because there's a lesson that you're not learning. And you are constantly pointing at the other person or the other people, but you're not learning yourself. It's not them. It's you that's drawing them. It's not them making you feel a certain way. It's the emotions that's already in you that they trigger. You need to ask why they're even there, or that thought, the way you even think of yourself. Why is that there? Sweetie, it's not them. You are wrong. It is you. That's the only person that you're responsible for. It is your responsibility to take care of yourself. It is your ability to respond to yourself and how you respond to other people. It is on you. Stop blaming other people for the pain that you have felt. One thing, okay, you can admit that you went through this bad in the middle and good experiences with people. Understand that, but take responsibility on for allowing certain experiences, allowing for yourself to make the same mistake, allowing for the same person to hurt you over and over and over and over again the same way. Sweetie, it's not them. It's you who's wrong for allowing it. You're wronging yourself and then get upset at other people for treating you that way, but don't get upset at yourself for allowing it. Somewhere down the line, you have to draw the line in the sand and say, if you cross this, I'm done. Somewhere down the line, you have to love yourself enough and know, take the time, step back, know what you want. Know what you want to feel. Know what you want to be like. Redefine yourself. It is okay to not be okay sometimes. Sweetie, you're growing. You'll be all right. You will be all right. Your fears is magnifying the pain that's in front of you. But let me tell you something. You will continuously to be in pain, or you can heal from that pain. You can have a temporary pain of letting go, or you have a consistent pain for holding on. You have to choose what you deserve and stick to it. And then you will get what you deserve. Stop settling for that mediocre job, and stop settling for, you know, you're wrong about you. You are more than good enough. You are a great person. You can be anything you want to be. You are wrong about you when you think less of yourself and think no one else will love you outside of that situation. That you have to stick that out because you got a ring on your finger, or you got to stick this job out because it's only going to live paycheck by paycheck. Sweetie, get a plan. It's more in you than just a day by day 9-to-5 just to survive. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to feel joy. You deserve to feel peace. Why are you wasting the only time you have settling in any type of situation, career, financial, anything? Put in the work, because because you are capable of doing it. It's not no one else. It's you lacking the belief in yourself. And due to the fact your belief is lack of belief, you bring forth what you believe on the inside. And this is the outcome. What are you going to do about it? Day by day, month by month, hour by hour, second by second. What are you doing for yourself? Do you meditate? Do you talk to God? Do you do things that you love? Are you consistently catering to other people all the time? What about you? You're wrong about you. You're wrong that you just deserve the situation you're in. No, you deserve better. And until you believe that, and what it takes to believe that, that belief is not going to switch around just one day. Because it took you how long to continuously hold on to the belief that you're not good enough? When are you going to start working on the belief that you are? It's a daily process. It's a daily fight. You're going to lose friends. You stop talking to certain family members. It's going to happen. But guess what? Guess what? You can do it. You got to swallow your pride. You deserve the help that you're blocking yourself from. You do. You always deserve. You may have not always gotten it, but you deserved it. And you still do. Don't give up on what you deserve. You deserve that person to be a love of your life and treat you like gold. You deserve to be at peace. You deserve to be happy with you. And if you think anything different, you're wrong. Admit that. So you can get it right this time. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Take care.